Ian, have you surprised yourself at all? I mean, you're not even 7 months out and you're already cutting. It seems like that would be kind of abnormal for someone coming off an ACL. Have you surprised yourself with how quick you've progressed?
Just a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work.
Are you following the guidelines? I know cutting and running straight and forth. There's times probably maybe you feel like you could do maybe before you're ready, but do you have to follow the guidelines?
I just listen to the trainers. Every day is something different, so I try and just do that. And whatever they think's best, I just do what I'm told.
Dan, what can you get out of these sessions on the field as opposed to being in the classroom and following along that way?
Just get back to playing football. Just being out there and actually doing the stuff that you hear about in the meeting. So just being back out there. It's fun to be out there. I miss being out there and had a good time.
Is there added excitement going into this season with the way that you started last year?
It's a new year. Last year was disappointing from the finish. And we're just trying to build from what we did last year and learn from the mistakes we made last year. So hopefully this year we could have a better result.
How hard was it for you to watch at the end of last year when you know you could have made a difference?
It was extremely hard. I love this game, and whenever I'm not allowed to play it, it hurts. So I just worked as hard as I can, and hopefully things will be different this year.
What have you learned from the whole process, Dion? Yeah, I think you're mentally stronger. I mean, what's it been like for you? That'd be frustrating at times, tough at times. What have you learned about yourself maybe that you can use going forward on the football field?
Just cherish football. You know, I love football, and when I was away from it, it sucked. So, you know, I just told myself I'm working as hard as possible to be back as fast as possible, and I'm just still trying to get better and stronger every day.
Yeah, does it feel good to make cuts out there and actually catch live passes from quarterbacks?
It feels good to do football stuff. You know, it's been a while, a little rusty, just trying to be myself again. You know, just got to keep working.
Is there going to be any anxiety, do you think, to sort of do the things and the moves that you instinctively made in years past as you feel how that knee progresses?
That's the only way I know how to play. So I'm going to play the same exact way I always play. That's the only thing. That's who I am.
Did you know in Washington
that was the end when you went down? Did you feel like it was that extent?
I knew it was bad. I never hurt my knee before, so I knew it was bad.
What were your thoughts when they told you what it was?
Just upset. The pain wasn't really that bad. It was just, you know, the fact that I wasn't going to be out there and play with my teammates. That's what hurt the most.
Was it frustrating, too, because of what you went through the years before that? I mean, you're finally not only healthy, but actually contributing on the field. Is that tougher to take?
It was tough, but, you know, like I said before, I love the game. And being away, it meant a lot. It hurt a lot. And, you know, I just want to work as hard as I can this offseason, rehab as hard as I can, and hopefully I can have a lot of fun in September.
I wonder, it seems like every year there's uncertainty with you going into camp, whether it's to make the team or to come back from an injury. Is it? You ever wonder why it's always me with the uncertainty?
It'll make me a stronger person for it, that's for sure.
You must be pretty strong right now.
Hey, I just work hard. That's all I could do.
Would you say this is the hardest you've had to work? I mean, you've gone through adversity. You had the broken leg. You went 2 years without playing. Is this offseason the hardest you've had to work?
I guess you could say that. You know, it's different. Working hard, coming up with this is not necessarily working real hard. You got to stay in the guidelines and do what you're told. And that was kind of the hard part for me, just not being able to do stuff I think I could do or taking it slower than I think I should. You know, but, you know, the trainers did a great job. I've been here so long with these guys, and I see them too much.
No, it's only June, but how excited are you about the football team and this offense and being a part of it?
I'm just happy to be back out here today. But, you know, we got a long way to go to be where we're going to be. We got high expectations, and as long as everybody keep coming to work and working hard, I think we could do some things. But, you know, still got a long way to go, and it's only June.
Did you stay here all off-season, or did you rehab somewhere else?
Stay here.
Have you leaned on any other teammates or any other players who have had a similar injury just to know what to expect?
Just ask some guys who hurt their knee before, ask them what they did and how they felt doing certain things and stuff like that. But everybody's different. So I kind of just, you know, trying to listen to my body. I know my body pretty well, and, you know, just doing what the trainers tell me to do.
Any specific guys you talked to about it?
Everybody. I talked to Bolden. I talked to Gronk. I talked to Ninko. You know, so all those guys, you know, they gave me positive feedback, so which was encouraging.
What's your body telling you? Faster, slower, sore? What's that knee telling you?
Work harder.
Is it a nervousness from the first time you get out there and you do it? Is it what goes through your mind, that first cut? Is it any thought to it, and how much do you appreciate it as you go forward?
In the beginning, it was a little scary, but, you know, every day I get stronger. Every day I get stronger. I feel better every day. Still got a long way to go.
What are you going to try to do over the next 3 months to try to get yourself a little bit more comfortable?
Whatever the trainers tell me to do, whatever they think I should do. Just following their advice as much as I can.
Do you think you'll be ready for week one?
Week one's a long way away.
What's your plan after this week, Dion, to make sure you continue to progress before training camp begins?
What's that?
What's the plan after this week, after OTAs adjourn? What's the plan for you to make sure you continue to make progress heading to a training camp?
Whatever the team thinks I should do. Whatever I do with my rehab, I'm doing whatever the trainers tell me to do and whatever is going to be best for the team. So whatever they think is going to help me help the team or get my knee better or quicker, faster, however, I'm going to do whatever the team thinks I should do.
Are you allowed to remain at the facility in that period? You come into the facility?
I'm not sure.
Can't help. Mentally, how good is it for your peace of mind, football-wise, to be out on the field before training camp, to actually be getting reps in before full training camp begins?
It's good, just to be around guys, you know, actually doing football stuff. You know, I miss being out here, and I had a lot of fun, so it definitely felt good to be out there and doing football-specific stuff.
Darren, you said you've been doing everything the trainers have been telling you to do. Have you lobbied at all for them to allow you to do maybe a little bit more?
I try. But, you know, it's something I never had to deal with before, so they're a lot smarter than me when it comes to this stuff.
Dion, there was one play in practice where you cut on the left, you know, planted the left foot. It was a skeleton pass where you came in motion. Didn't bring in the ball at the end. You were upset with yourself. Is that just sort of normal rust, you know, from getting back out here for the first time?
Should have caught the ball. Definitely should have caught the ball. But, you know, just getting back in the swing of things. Just got to get back out there, get used to catching quarterbacks and stuff like that. But, you know, still got a lot of time. Still got a lot of work to do to be where I know I could be at.
Not to put, like, too much into that one thing, but what did you just not look it in? Or what, when you go back, run it through your head, what was it, concentration?
The only thing I remember is dropping it and being upset.
No brace, huh?
Huh?
No brace.
Nah, I don't got one.
Is that a good sign?
Huh?
Good sign?
They didn't tell me how to wear a brace, so I just do what I'm told. That's a moral story. You know, whatever they tell me to do, I do it. I'm just trying to do whatever I can to help the team win. And right now, my job to help the team win is doing what the trainers tell me to do and working as hard as I can.
Did you happen to hear Coach Fears as you were running through the bags, just with his little humor there, like, oh, look who's here? Did you happen to hear him mention that when you were coming through?
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, you know. He's always on me. He's always on everybody, you know. He definitely makes the beginning a part of practice fun.
Dion, how do you see the offense sort of coming together, given the uncertainty between
spacing? Uncertainty? What was that question again?
How do you see the offense coming together, given the uncertainty?
Everybody's working hard. You know, that's what we're doing, is working hard. So what we're going to do is work hard. Work hard, hard, hard. Keep working hard. Everybody just keep working hard.
Dan, did you get the sense during your rehab this team still believes in you? Like, what you could do for this team once you get back to 100%?
I mean, that's part of my job as a professional, is to work hard. I'm just going to say
I get the theme.
But no, seriously, I wanted to be back so bad, and when I come back, I want to be me, and that's the only personal player I know how to be is me, and I think working hard will help me be me quicker, and I think me being me will help the team win, so I'm all about the team, and whatever I do is for the team, and so, you know, I love football, so, and when I couldn't be out there with my team last year after I got hurt, you know, so I just use that as motivation.
How's Donald Brown fit into that?
He's a great player. Works really hard. You know, he's a veteran. You know, brings a high football IQ.
You've talked a little bit here today about how much you love the game. I mean, was there a moment as you went through this where it sort of really hit you? You know, how much you love it because you weren't able to play?
When I got hurt, I wasn't. I wasn't upset because I got hurt. I was upset because I couldn't play. That's what really hurt the most. And just being away from the game the year before that and hurt going through that, you know, just, it was upset to me. That's why I was upset.
And as you come back now, is it as much physical as it is mental, or more mental than physical, or neither?
I don't know. I don't really think. When I'm on football field, I'm just playing. So the trainers wouldn't put me out there today if they didn't think I was ready. And I wouldn't have went out there if I didn't think I was ready. So, you know, I'm just still just taking it day by day and listening to what they tell me.
It's safe to say this is a milestone, though, to just get to this point?
Milestone?
Checkpoint, milestone.
I wouldn't consider it as a milestone. I wouldn't consider it a checkpoint. I just consider it as another day working hard, and trying to get better and trying to get stronger. So every day is a new day. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I find out the day I get here what I got to do, and just take it and get ready to go.